The virtuous Hanuman first offered his obeisances unto Surya, Indra, Vayu, and Lord Brahma at the foot of Mount Mahindra. Then, after climbing to its peak, Hanuman expanded his body to gigantic proportions. By grabbing the mountain with his hands and feet, Hanuman inadvertently crushed many deer underfoot. Hanuman then paused for several moments and composed his mind in preparation for the great leap. Because of the weight of his huge body, the entire mountain began to shake. Large snakes vomited fire from their mouths and bit into the rocks, causing them to split into thousands of flaming fragments. And the Vidyadharas flew up into the sky just to witness Hanuman's spectacular jump. Hanuman crouched down, summoning all his energy, and as the mountain peak began to crumble, spurts of water gushed forth from the immense pressure. Gandharva couples, who had been sporting in the heavenly region, along with numerous rishis that also resided there, quickly fled from the mountain out of fear. Then Hanuman declared to all the monkeys, "Either I shall bring back Sita, or I shall uproot the entire city of Lanka along with Ravana." Hanuman drew in his breath and tensed his muscles. Suddenly he sprang into the air like an arrow shot from the bow of Lord Ram. And due to the force of Hanuman's jump, all the trees on the peak of Mount Mahindra were uprooted and thrown into the sky. Hanuman soared like a huge cloud and stretched out his tail. As Hanuman sailed through the heavens, the uprooted trees followed in his wake and then plummeted into the ocean, while colored flowers from their branches fluttered down, scattering over the surface of the water, creating a beautiful sight. The hurricane created by Hanuman's flight agitated the ocean, creating waves as tall as mountains that crashed against Hanuman's breast. The shadow of Hanuman, projected upon the surface of the water, measured 80 by 240 miles, and the suction created as he passed through the air drew the surrounding clouds towards him. Hanuman resembled the moon as he became hidden in the masses of clouds and visible again as he emerged from them. Out of parental affection, Vayudev blew cooling breezes, keeping the sunshine from scorching him. As Hanuman soared through the sky, all classes of beings applauded him. The ocean deity also desired to assist him, out of respect for Lord Ram. He felt obliged to help, since Lord Ram had descended in the Ikshvaku dynasty, and Ram's forefather, King Sugara, had extended the ocean's boundaries. Previously, Indra had placed the great Mainaka mountain in the middle of the ocean, just to obstruct the demons from traveling to the earth from the nether regions. But now, the ocean ordered Mainaka to rise up out of the water, hoping to assist Hanuman in providing him with a resting place. However, when Hanuman saw the great mountain peak emerging from the sea, he considered it to be an impediment, and so he knocked it down with his chest. Appreciating Hanuman's prowess, Mainaka took a human form and stood on his own summit. Then he spoke, "O son of Vayu, you may rest a while on my peak and then continue on your journey. Please accept this humble service, for I desire to worship your Father by offering you this assistance. In the Satya Yuga, all the mountains had wings, and we would fly through the sky like so many Garudas. However, the demigods and the rishis became fearful at the possibility of our falling to the ground, smashing everything below. Finally, in a fit of anger, Indra took up his thunderbolt and proceeded to cut off the wings of many thousands of mountains. Indra likewise attacked me, but your father, Vayu, came to my rescue, forcibly casting me into the ocean. Thus my wings were spared. So now, to repay that favor to your father, I request that you stop a while and accept my hospitality. Oh, my Naka, please excuse me, for I dare not stop. I promised the other monkeys that I would not tarry on my journey, for my time is short. Hanuman touched the top of Mainaka Mountain as a token of respect, and then soared upwards, continuing his flight. Being pleased, Indra came forward and told Mainaka, "There is no more need for you to be afraid of my thunderbolt. You may keep your wings and travel as you wish." Meanwhile, the celestial rishis, demigods, and Gandharvas approached Surasa, the mother of the Nagas, requesting her, "We would like to ascertain the real strength of Hanuman. Thus, we wish you to assume the form of a huge Rakshasi and try to impede him. Either Hanuman will quickly defeat you, or he will give way to despondency." Taking the form of a huge disfigured Rakshasi, as large as a mountain, Surasa suddenly emerged from the ocean, blocking Hanuman's path. Then she announced, "By the benediction of Lord Brahma, it has been ordained that I can eat whatever food comes before me. O best of the monkeys, by the will of Providence you have crossed my path. So now I invite you to enter my gaping mouth. My dear Rakshasi, I am trying to serve Lord Ram by locating his kidnapped wife Sita, and you should assist me. However, if you are determined to devour me instead, then after finding Sita and reporting back to Ram, I shall certainly return here and enter your mouth without fail. Oh, you impudent one, because of Lord Brahma's benediction, you will be forced to enter my mouth now." Then Surasa opened her mouth 10 yojanas wide just to block Hanuman's path. But Hanuman expanded his body to 10 yojanas and challenged her, "You will have to enlarge your mouth more if you want me to enter it." Surasa then expanded her mouth to 20 yojanas, and the infuriated Hanuman expanded to 30 yojanas. Surasa countered by making her mouth 40 yojanas, and in response, Hanuman expanded himself to 50 yojanas. Surasa then expanded her mouth to 60 yojanas, and Hanuman enlarged himself to 70. Surasa then expanded herself to 80 yojanas, and Hanuman grew to 90. Countering this, Surasa expanded her mouth to a gaping 100 yojanas wide. But then, in the twinkling of an eye, Hanuman shrank to the size of a thumb and quickly darted in and out of her mouth. "For you see, O daughter of Daksha, the condition of your benediction has now been fulfilled, and so I shall continue on my journey to Lanka." Surasa was delighted with Hanuman's clever victory. She then appeared before him in her original form. "Well done, O foremost of monkeys. Go now and accomplish your mission. May you soon unite Sita with Lord Ram."